wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yay! KHNS goes in search of Christmas cheer, a new book about extra tough boots. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Burn Power. Those stories and more coming up after this. November unemployment statistics for the state have recently been released. Alaska's rate rose from 7.5% in October to 7.9%, which was still below last year's 8.1%. The Juneau unemployment rate at 5.8% was the best in the state, while Haines came in at 10.1%. Skagway had the state's highest unemployment rate of 26.0%. The state labor economist Fred Neal noted that Skagway was highly dependent on tourism, which leads to strong seasonal swings. In other recent news, Governor Sean Parnell's 2011-2012 $1.6 billion budget includes $10 million for Skagway ore dock improvements. This will be a major overhaul of Skagway's infrastructure, allowing cruise ships and ore ships to work at the same time. Also, the Marine Transportation Advisory Board, the citizens panel overseeing the state ferry system, want prompt action to build a new ship for the Lynn Canal route connecting Skagway, Haines, and Juneau. State officials hope to build what are being called Alaska-class ferries, with the first plying the waters of the Upper Lynn Canal. An Alaska-class ferry would be designed for shorter runs and would not include passenger cabins. It is, of course, impossible to guess what you will find under the Christmas tree this year. But if it's a big square box about 9 inches thick, it could be a pair of extra tough boots. Extra toughs have become so much a mark of distinction as Southeast Alaskan footwear that author-photographer Larry Johansson has recently published a book simply entitled Extra Tough. That's spelled X-T-R-A-T-U-F. From Sitka, Robert Woolsey has the story.
Why are you panting?
Because I've been running.
Really, from Alaska?
I need to talk to you.
It's fitting that the most memorable appearance on the silver screen of the simple brown rubber boot was in the romantic comedy, The Proposal. Ryan Reynolds eventually got the girl, but who doesn't remember Sandra Bullock as she famously wore a pair of extra tufts in a bathrobe while rescuing the family dog from a bald eagle? I actually was reminded of this fact and learned many new ones in Larry Johansson's book. I might never have known, for instance, that there is a pin-up calendar of women wearing little but the all-purpose boot, or that Mrs. Alaska requested and received a pair of extra tough pumps to complement her evening wear. At his booth at the Sitka Artisans Market, author Larry Johansson is convinced that extra toughs are more about relationships than style.
One of the things we try to reach is the real story about people, and I noticed there was a lot of books, a lot of emphasis of photography on inanimate objects such as glaciers and things that are pretty, but they don't really describe the people of Alaska, which when people travel, they're interested in learning about culture and learning about how people live and why they live the way they do. And the one thing that came to me was, how do I tell that story? And the one ubiquitous, unifying footwear that's innocent but defines people in a way that words cannot was the extra tough boot.
Johansson worked for Cruise West for 25 years until the sudden shutdown of that company earlier this fall. He did interpretive training for guides, and photography was just a hobby. But extra toughs proved to be such a great icebreaker that a book and possibly a new career was launched.
Photography is hard when you're photographing people because, first of all, they kind of look at you like, what are you up to? And I would say, can I take a picture? And they would go, you want a picture of me? And I said, no, not really. I want a picture of your boots. Well, okay then, no problem. And it was disarming and opened the door to the stories, their lives. and really was the genesis of much of the book about the Boo was from the people that I photographed.
During the latter stages of production of the book this summer, Johansson learned, as we all did, that production of the Extra Tough was being moved overseas to China. Although Johansson has no formal relationship with the company except for permission to use their trademark, he says they were interested in reaction to the Extra Tough story. He warned them not to change a thing.
I frankly told him it was a lot of people were upset, and I kind of pointed to the old, remember the Coke when they changed the recipe many years ago? It was kind of a disaster, and I said, well, you know, I hope you realize how important that people take these boots, and it would really be sad if my book was a history book about the story that the boot that was.
I think it's time that the world get to enjoy your words as well. They are just so rich with passion, and I think that... Give me that dog!
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert
just
Woolsey.
Just a second, Frank, can you help? Just a second, give me that dog!
KHNS decided to go out and look for some holiday cheer this year, see what we found. We entered one store. Okay, I'm here with the radio to get any, like, holiday greetings, Christmas cheer. You got anything? Come on. Don't be cool.
Think about it.
Just a message for someone, anyone? No. I'm here trying to get holiday greetings for the radio. If you have anything to say, this is your big chance.
You know what? I pretty much don't.
Okay. Wow. I'm trying. You got anything for a holiday greeting for the radio? No. I'm striking out here.
Things were looking bleak here. I almost expected someone to say,
"Bah, humbug."
And then, as if on cue, things began to turn around.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody in Haines.
Best wishes to all.
Just Merry Christmas to everybody.
Drink good wine. Eat good food. Ignore the phone.
I took courage and entered another store.
Okay, I'm here representing the radio. And all I'm looking for is any sort of holiday cheer, Christmas greeting, anything you feel like saying.
So, like, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year? Is that what you mean?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
How's that?
Merry Christmas.
I then made my way to the United States Post Office.
Hey, how's it going?
Can I get any season's greetings or
season's
cheer?
Season's greetings? Oh, Happy New Year and have a happy holiday.
Oh, I want to wish everyone a wonderful happy and meaningful Christmas. Not just ho, 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 but a real meaningful Christmas.
More or less, or everybody.
Okay.
And have a nice Christmas for them.
Then I went over to the Haines Senior Center, where a feast of Chilcat Dickensian proportions was taking place, and a red-suited figure was sitting amongst them.
Merry Christmas to those in Clockwan and Haines.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone.
I'd like to say Merry Christmas to Dorothy Dennis up in Skagway and her family. This is Marilyn.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everybody that's in Haines.
Merry Christmas from our walking group.
Yes.
Okay. And for those who have the Slavic tradition, Prožnikov.
Frohe Weihnachten und ein gutes neues Jahr.
Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday and enjoy yourselves and your family.
Merry Christmas to everybody in the valley.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. We're very fortunate to live in a beautiful valley, and we have a lot of nice people with us for lunch today to help us celebrate.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas. This is a beautiful, beautiful holiday. And we just thank God for all his blessings.
Merry Christmas to you all. We've been here a while, and we're enjoying it.
Merry Christmas, and the emphasis is on healthy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Okay, what do you want for Christmas?
Airsoft gun.
My old dog. New speakers.
Snow machine.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
No, my old dog is way better than that.
My snow machine can run over your dog.
How about you?
Pizza.
Fine. You'll get it. For Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, I actually came upon Santa Claus here. What have you got to say for the people of the Chilkat Valley here?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
And to people in Skagway?
Happy New Year.
Woohoo! The year's almost over.
Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yay! Merry Christmas.
Bye.
See you later. Have a good day.
For KHNS News, this is Bern Power wishing you all a thoughtful Christmas.